This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ari Shapiro, in for Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Let's get back now to our series, Two Languages, Many Voices. This morning, Latinos and Faith. Latinos in the U.S. are changing where and how they worship, and that's shaping churches across the country. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports from Chicago.
Something's going on in the Assemblies of God, a historically white, suburban Pentecostal denomination. More and more these days, it sounds like this. The Latino worshipers lift their hands, they sway, some dance in the jam-packed auditorium. Welcome to New Life Covenant Church in Chicago, the largest church in the Assemblies of God. In little more than a decade, the church has grown from 68 people to more than 4,000.
Come on, lift your hands for me this morning.
Pastor Wilfredo de Jesus is leading the movement to give a little color to this mostly white faith. He says, and statistics bear him out, that Latinos are saving American Christianity.
No doubt, every denomination would have decreased in membership if it had not been for Hispanic growth, including our fellowship, the Assemblies of God.
Bless you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
It's a truism that 11 o'clock Sunday morning is the most segregated hour of the week. But the people streaming into the sanctuary here are Black, white, Asian, as well as Hispanic. Most, like De Jesus, are second-generation Latinos, and 3 out of 4 of the services are in English. Indeed, much of the church's growth is fueled by Hispanic Americans shedding the faith of their parents. De Jesus can spot them every time.
People come to the church, and I'm in the lobby area greeting visitors, and they say, "Hey, Father, thank you for the Mass today." I know where they're coming from.
They're coming from Catholicism. Polls by Pew Research Center show that fewer than 60% of second-generation Latinos are Catholic, and the ones who leave Catholicism head for the more boisterous evangelical churches like New Life. That's what Isaac Vega did. He says he chafed at the structured Catholic masses with priests who served as intermediaries between him and God.
I felt like my personal relationship with God, I was seeking more and I needed more. And there was kind of like a glass ceiling. I was hitting something that wasn't allowing me to grow, and I wasn't quite sure what it was.
That's why most Latinos leave Catholicism, Pew researchers found. And there's another reason. They can. New Life member Betty Ochoa says in Mexico, where her parents are from, she never could have made the switch. Her culture, her family wouldn't let her. But here in the U.S.,
it's more open. We can go to different churches and visit different churches, or what do they call it, church shopping?
In this, she's just like most Americans who changed their religion at least once in their lifetimes. Ochoa's parents thought she had joined a cult when she found New Life. Her daughter thought they had landed on another planet.
Oh, my goodness. I was so overwhelmed.
28-year-old Natalie Ochoa.
I didn't know that you could sing like this and people raising their hands and calling out, shouting. And I'm like, this doesn't happen in Catholic Church. Like, people just don't do that.
On this Sunday, the youth group is leading worship, and third-generation Latinos have a different spiritual journey from their parents. Many of the teens and 20-somethings are not fleeing their parents' religion. They're like Orlando Quintana.
Religiously, I didn't really go to church that much, but I was dragged once in a while, and it wasn't fun.
Many of the kids from this tough corner of Chicago came from broken homes and had no interest in church. Quintana's story is typical. His father is a street gang leader, his family was evicted from its house, and he was kicked out of high school for fighting.
Yeah, I was doing dumb stuff.
Until a friend brought him to New Life, where he made friends first and then got religion. Every Thursday night, he comes to the youth service along with 600 other kids.
And I think the key is family. I think this church really makes you family. Hispanics are really big on extended family, and people that are not family, bringing them in as family. And I think that's what keeps the kids. That's what draws them.
Natalie Ochoa says New Life style, urban, gritty, flavored with Latino exuberance, is pushing the boundaries of the conservative Assemblies of God.
Some of the Pentecostal churches were looking at New Life to be like, oh, you guys are like rebels, or like, you know, you guys are too wild, or, you know, the way the women dress, you know, and I'm sure there's probably controversy in that. But I definitely think, you know, we've raised the bar
and raise some eyebrows. And yet leaders in every denomination have to recognize that this is their destiny, says Luis Lugo at Pew Research Center. Just think about the recent census projections.
We got a postcard from the future, and it told us that in the not-too-distant future, this country is going to be minority white. So the future of many religious traditions in this country will depend upon the second generation Latinos.
Which is why Pastor DeJesus is traveling the country telling other pastors how to grow their churches Latino style. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.